Hello, my name is Paul Boag and you're listening to Digital Insights. Does this sound familiar? You work at an organisation made up of a variety of business silos, each doing their own thing. A growing number of those silos are realising that they're falling behind in digital adoption and customer expectation. Now, the response to this crisis will vary wildly depending on the silo. Some of those silos will be burying their heads in the sand. Others will be madly centralising, building in-house digital capabilities. Still others will be appointing digital leaders, but then failing to resource them properly. The one consistency across all of these silos is that nobody is talking or working effectively together. Once organisations didn't take digital seriously, today the issue is that they lack coordination in their approach. Part of the problem is that organisations are seeking to implement digital organisation-wide in one go. They look at companies like Google and Facebook, where digital is ubiquitous in much the same way as electricity is, and they're seeking to emulate that. However, there's a big difference between a company being born in the digital age and those seeking to adopt digital into existing business models. Even electricity wasn't always ubiquitous, and organisations had to learn to embrace it. In fact, in the early days of electricity, organisations appointed chief electricity officers, people who were responsible for helping their organisation integrate electricity into their operations and get the most from it. For example, it was relatively straightforward for factories to rip out their old water wheels and steam power and replace it with electricity. However, it took over a decade for companies to realise that, well, they didn't need to build factories by the water anymore. Instead, they could relocate nearer rail links and major roads. They had electricity, but they didn't realise its full potential. And the same is true for organisations today. We've ripped out our traditional advertising and replaced it with digital channels, but we've kind of stopped there. They don't see the bigger picture because everybody is looking at their own silos. And that's why organisations need chief digital officers. Organisations should not see a chief digital officer as a permanent position, like, say, a chief experience officer, one of the newer roles that seems to be appearing these days. Instead, a chief digital officer is a transitional role, just like a chief electricity officer was. The idea of having a chief digital officer will be just as comical in the future as having a chief electricity officer is to us today. Eventually, digital will be ubiquitous, but we need strong leadership in our organisations to get there. It's also not going to happen without at least a degree of centralisation initially. That's the only way we're going to establish a new culture, operating procedures and skills that we need to get established. Unfortunately, that's an uncomfortable fact for many companies. Individual silos are often reluctant to relinquish control over digital because it has become business critical. That's why a chief digital officer is such an urgent appointment and organisations have to get it right. So what we're going to do is we're going to dive into this in a little bit more depth and look at some fundamental questions. And we begin with the question of what does a chief digital officer do? A chief digital officer has three primary responsibilities: providing leadership for digital professionals across the organisation, setting policies and strategies and governance for the use of digital, and offering training for and evangelism about the potential of digital. Let's unpack those a little bit more. Most organisations have a growing number of digital professionals spread across different silos. Cultural legacy, ill-informed leadership, and incompatible working practices often hamper these people's work. By centralising these people in a global digital team, they receive the support that they need to work in a more digitally friendly manner. At the very least, an organisation should be adopting a hub-and-spoke model to allow better cooperation. A chief digital officer becomes a buffer between these digital professionals and the rest of the company, allowing a new digital-friendly culture to flourish within the broader organisation. Only with this kind of protection from a chief digital officer can these new ways of working and innovation emerge free from the existing organisational bureaucracy. Of course, the long-term aim will be for these new working practices and cultures to become institutionalised, and for that, they're going to need to be informalised and embedded across the organisation. Often, the pockets of digital activity within a company are handled on an ad hoc basis by those with digital skills scattered across the organisation. The problem with this approach is that it does nothing to either embed best practice in organisational culture or improve digital skills of others. To address these issues, a chief digital officer should set about formalising digitally friendly working practices through the establishment of policies and standard operating procedures. This kind of best practice is often expressed as design systems, digital principles, and a digital playbook. Tools that both formalise working practices and help educate others across the organisation on how they should use digital. However, these policies and standard operating procedures are just one component of a broader educational programme that chief digital officers should be undertaking. A chief digital officer and digital professionals are required in the short term to establish digital best practice. However, it's essential to remember that the end goal is for digital to become ubiquitous and used by everybody. There has to be an enormous shift in employee attitudes and skills to reach that endpoint. Many fear digital because it's unknown. Employees worry that technology might replace them or radically change their job. They're also acutely aware that they don't have the skills to adopt it. It's the role of the chief digital officer to address these fears and equip colleagues for the digital age. They achieve this through a combination of communications, in essence an internal digital marketing campaign, and training. As you can see, the role of chief digital officer is a challenging one that requires a broad set of skills. A chief digital officer needs excellent leadership skills, both to support the digital professionals across the organisation, but also to protect them from other political forces. They also need strong governance skills to establish new operating procedures and experience in implementing organisational frameworks and policies. They need knowledge of change management best practice, as well as excellent communication skills to enthuse others about digital. Finally, they need to be able to introduce programmes of training for staff across the organisation. And that's all in addition to the fundamental knowledge of digital and digital strategy. As you can imagine, finding such individuals is hard, and that's why I spend most of my days mentoring people in the role who feel ill-prepared for the complexity it presents. Often the situation is made worse because they are also not given the support they need to do their job properly. I work with a large number of people who are fulfilling the role of digital officer, either at an organisational or silo level. They don't always have the title, but management have given them the responsibility for integrating digital into the organisation. And one of the biggest challenges these people have is that management don't give them the tools to do the job. A chief digital officer needs three things to be effective. First, they need authority. A digital officer needs authority to say no or to implement changes. Now, I'm not saying they should do that with impunity or arbitrarily block others from engaging in digital projects. However, they do need the support of other senior managers to make tough decisions and to implement new directions. As a result, they either need to have an executive level position or have the full support of an engaged and attentive executive sponsor who gets the importance of digital. Second, they need resources. That means they need a budget that they control and a team that works under them. Organisational change is a big job and not something that one person can typically do alone. They'll need to hire and they'll need to invest in technologies to make change happen. What's more, they'll need autonomy to make fast decisions when hiring and in budget allocation. Things move fast in the digital world, and the single most significant barrier in digital transformation is excessive procedures and oversight. By way of example, I recently was asked to consult with someone fulfilling the role of a chief digital officer at a large pharmaceutical company. He's a smart guy and only needed a few hours of my time. However, the procurement process of his organisation made engaging me to support him a logistical nightmare. I worked with another organisation that was attempting to build a digital incubator internally. They managed to get people, budget and office space. However, it took 3 weeks to get a printer because they had to wait for the IT department. The irony is that the office was just 3 doors down from a PC world, which had printers for 60 quid in the window. If I'm honest with you, it's a tough time to be a chief digital officer. Though organisations understand that digital is business critical, they don't appreciate the depth of change required to fully embrace it. To make matters worse, they don't fully understand what it means to adopt digital or the level of commitment it's going to take. It's hardly surprising that 60 to 80% of digital transformation initiatives are ultimately deemed to have failed and that many more fail to reach their potential. So if you want your digital transformation to succeed in your organization, it's going to need to be spearheaded by an experienced leader, a leader with the authority to make changes and the resources to make it happen. Can you honestly say that your chief digital officer has that?